Let us pray.
Father, thank you for this time you are giving us today.
Thank you for your presence, Father.
Thank you for speaking to us, God.
We open our hearts unto you, Lord.
We recognize that it is you who is at work in our lives.
It is you we desire.
It is you we want to serve. Father, we bring our lives to you, Lord. We pray that you must speak to us, Lord. Lord, we pray that our ears will be opened for us to hear the voice of the Lord.
The speakings of God
in the name of Jesus. Open our understanding that we will understand what the Spirit of God is saying. Lord, quicken our spirit. Refresh our hearts so that we will perceive the things that you are speaking to us today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we realize that we are your servants. We are here to represent you. Therefore, Lord, we pray that you will speak through us, that you will minister through us, that you will heal the nation through us, that you will touch the people through us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray today that your word will go forth with power, that your word will go forth with strength, that your word will go forth with anointing, that your word will begin to set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you that your word is powerful. Thank you that your word has authority. Thank you that your word sets the captives free. It opens the blind eyes. It opens the deaf ears. Let every spiritual deafness be opened now in the mighty name of Jesus, to hear the voice of God and the speakings of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the church begin to rise and take responsibility and take its call. Lord, we make a call in the spirit for the church to arise. Let the sound of our voice go to the four corners of Estonia and raise Estonia up in this time in the name of Jesus. Father, let the voice of the Lord arise. Find yourselves sons of God. Locate them in the business area. Locate them in the political arena. Locate them in the educational arena. Locate your sons. Raise them up. Find them, Lord, and speak to them, Father, the same way you spoke to Daniel when he was in the kingdom of the Babylonians. Yet you used them, Lord, with might and power. Father, find your sons in the different areas, Lord, of society. Those who will hear the voice of God. Those who will fear the name of the Lord. Those who will not compromise. Father, I pray. We pray for them, Lord. We intercede for them, Lord. Those you have chosen who find themselves alone because they are the only righteous ones who are standing in those places. We pray for them today, Lord. Give them strength, God. Protect them, Father. Let them stand for the truth. Raise yourself, Daniels. Raise yourself, Esthers. Raise yourself, your Deborahs, who will rise in the nation and do the will of the Lord. Lord, we call them forth, those Davids who are hiding in the caves, to come out of every system that has made them to be hidden. Lord, it's time for the revelation of the sons of God. We call them forth. We call them forth by the Holy Spirit. We call them forth. Let the sons come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the sons of God come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the sons of God come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the sons of God come forth in the mighty name of Jesus and take their rightful place and be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. and begin to govern and begin to rule over every situation. Father, we pray that the words we speak will go from generation to generation, that Lord, you will use them to speak into every generation in Estonia, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you the praise and the honor, and the glory is yours, the praise is yours, and the honor is yours, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God's people say amen. Let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And I want us to look at, you know, the way God uses his sons. Daniel chapter 1. We know the story of Daniel and his friends, Anania, Azaria, and Mishael, that God brought these friends of Daniel. We know them by their Babylonian or by their Medo-Persian names. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. But those are not their sanctified names. Amen. They are actually Hanania, Shadrach, and Mishael. Those are their sanctified names. Lesson number one. There is a name the world calls you with. There is an identity that Satan gives us that God does not give us. There's a way God looks at us that the world does not look at us that way. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. That was the way the Babylonian kingdom called him. They called him Belteshazzar. And they called, you know, others Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. But Shadrach was actually, you know, the Bible says here, Meshach, that was his name. Meshach was his name. And Azaria was Abednego. And Hanania was Shadrach. So Shadrach was Hanania. Meshach was Mishael. And Azaria was Abednego was actually Azaria. Now that may be a small detail that does not make sense to us. But it's a serious detail before God. Because it tells us that there's a way by which the world changes your name. In order to change your identity. In order to suit their interests. But that's not how God looks at us. We need to find out how does God look at the church? And how does the world look at the church? So it's important that we identify with God's identity. And we follow God's identity. That's why every time God encountered a person, he changed his name. Because there's something in a name that brings out your identity. There's something in a name that brings out your assignment. Hallelujah. So it is important for us to know, what is God calling us? How does God call us? What is our name in the spirit? And the name speaks of the identity. The name speaks of the assignment. If you don't know your name, you will not know your assignment. Amen. If you don't know your spiritual name, you will not know your spiritual assignment in the earth. Now, I'm not talking about physical names. I'm talking about spiritual identity. But a name is an identity. And that identity describes your assignment.
Ja see identiteet, et olemus kirjeldab ka su ülesannet. Amen. So to the Babylonian Empire,
nii Babyloni impeeriumile,
Daniel and his friends,
Daniel ja tema sõbrad,
were there to fulfill the desires of the Babylonian kingdom.
Olid seal, et nemad täidaksid Babyloni kuningriigi igatsusi.
Like most of us,
nagu enamus meist,
we have been raised and schooled by a secular worldview.
Meid on kasvatatud ja haritud ühe sekulaarse kooli.
Because in institutions of learning, it's a secular viewpoint or worldview.
Õppimisinstitutsioonides on sekulaarne maailmavaade.
It's not a biblical worldview.
See ei ole piibellik
maailmavaade. They don't believe in creation.
Nad ei usu loomingusse.
They don't believe in God.
Nad ei usu Jumalasse.
They don't believe there's only one right religion.
Nad ei usu, et on ainult üks õigus.
They don't believe there's only one way.
Et on ainult üks tee.
Hello.
On.
They believe that there are several ways.
Nad usuvad, et on palju teid.
To God.
Jumala juurde.
And our children study in those institutions.
Ja meie lapsed õppivad neis institutsioonides.
And they learn that principle.
Ja nad õppivad neid printsiipe.
Because it serves the worldly system well for them to understand secularism.
Sest nad see teenib hästi selle sekulaarse maailma süsteemi huve.
This is why we need to teach our children the right principles of God's word from home.
Sellepärast me peame oma lastele õpetama kodust õigeid piibli printsiipe.
We must not relegate and delegate, meaning, you know, we must not let go of our responsibility as parents and give it to teachers in a secular environment.
Ja sellepärast me ei tohi ära anda ega delegeerida oma ülesandeid kooli õpetajatele.
The teachers will teach them education.
Õpetajad õpetavad neile haridust.
But they will not teach them wisdom.
Aga nad ei õpeta neile tarkust.
Knowledge and wisdom are two different things.
Haridus ja tarkus on erinevad.
That's why Daniel and his friends were taught well from home.
Sellepärast Daniel ja tema sõpru olid õpetatud hästi kodus.
When they came under captivity,
kui nad vangistusse või pantvangi,
they were sharp, they were brilliant.
Siis nad olid terased ja targad.
They hunted, they looked for them. That was the category of the specifications.
See oli see kategooria või just see asi, mida otsiti.
When you read there, it says they must look for these kinds of people.
Kui sa loed, siis seal öeldakse, et neid tuli otsida selliseid inimesi.
Verse number 3, Daniel chapter 1.
Salmis 3.
The king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of these eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles. Verse 4 is important. Young men in whom there was no blemish, who were good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had the ability to serve the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language of the literature of the Chaldeans. Verse 4.
Ja kuningas kätkis Aspenast ülem teemrit, et ta tooks Iisraeli lastest nii hästi kuninglikust soost kui suursuguste hulgast, et sal neli on võti. Noori mehi, kellel ei oleks ühtegi kehalist viga ja kes oleks ilusa välimusega, kes oleksid taimukad ja kõigis teadustes targad ja arusaajad ja kes oleksid kõlblikud teenima kuninga kojas ja neile pidi ta õpetama kalde ja kirjanike.
So the system of Babylon works like this.
Nii et Babyloni süsteem toimib nii.
Leave the parents.
Jätke vanemad.
They are set in their ways.
Nemad on oma teedes juba kindlasti.
They are not gonna change.
Nemad ei muutu.
Let's target the children.
Võtame lapsed.
Let's find them.
Leiame nad üles.
Those who are with no blemish.
Neid, kellel ei ole mingisuguseid vigasid.
Those who've got knowledge and understanding.
Kellel on tarkust ja taibukust.
Those who are quick to understand.
Kes on kiired mõistma.
Who have the ability to serve.
Kellel on võime teenida.
Gifted in wisdom.
Tarkuses.
Good looking.
Hea näevad välja.
But where did they get those characteristics?
Aga kust nad need omadused said?
They found them at home.
Nad said need kodus.
Where they were raised.
Kus neid kasvatati.
Where they were told you must honor God and serve God.
Kus neid öeldi, et sa pead Jumalat austama ja seda teenima.
And fear the Lord.
Ja kartma Isa.
And pray.
Ja palvetama.
So we have a responsibility.
Meil on vastutus.
To raise a generation for God.
Kasvatada üles põlvkond Jumalale.
To raise a generation that will not compromise.
Kasvatada põlvkond, kes ei tee kompromisse.
To raise a generation that will fear God.
Kasvatada põlvkond, kes kardab Jumalat.
Give them an identity.
Anna neile identiteet.
A God identity.
Jumala identiteet.
A Jesus identity.
Jeesus identiteet. identiteet.
A biblical identity.
Biiblik identiteet.
So that when the world looks at them,
nii et kui maailm vaatab neid,
it desires them.
Siis ta igatseb neid.
But they don't know what makes them like that.
Aga ta ei tea, mis teeb nad selliseks.
And they will target them.
Ja nad võtavad nad sihtmärgid.
Because they look beautiful.
Sest nad näevad hea välja.
They look sharp.
They
look wise.
Ja
they look have they've got wisdom and understanding. And it will take them
ja see võtab neid.
And desire to change their identity.
Ja igatseb, kui muuta nende identiteet.
Now that's where the battle is going to come.
Aga nüüd tuleb see lahing.
How did Daniel and his friends manage it?
Kuidas Daniel ja tema sõbrad sellega hakkama
they were told. This is what we prepare for those who are going to come here. Here is the food. Here is the process. Here are the procedures. And when they looked at all that, they were able to identify this is not godly. We will not do this. What informed them to resist?
Mis informeeris neid vastu panema?
It's what they were taught.
See, mis neil oli õpetatud.
The principles of righteousness.
Õiguse printsiibid.
The principles of godliness.
Jumala kartuse printsiibid.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is important
et on oluline,
that we raise a generation
et me tõstaks üles põlvkonna,
that is grounded
kes on rajatud
in the word of God.
Jumala sõnasse.
That understands who they are.
Kes mõistab, kes nad on.
That are not going to bow down to enticing humanistic secular values.
Kes ei kummardu sellistele veetlevatele või kõitvatele igasugustele humanistlikele väärtustele.
The world is very enticing.
Sellepärast, et maailm on väga ahvatlev.
And we have to think of the next generation.
Ja me peame mõtlema järgmisele põlvkonnale.
We can't just think of ourselves.
Me ei saa mõelda ainult ise enda.
If we only think of ourselves,
ma ainult ise enda peale mõtlema.
Then we have handed over the next generation to Satan.
Siis me oleme järgmise põlvkonna saatanale üle andnud.
These were young people they were looking for.
Need olid noored, keda nad otsisid seal.
In Babylon.
Babylonis.
Young people.
Noored inimesed.
Babylon is still looking for young people.
Babylon otsib ikka veel noori.
Even now.
Isegi praegu.
Still looking for young people.
Otsib noori.
And we have ignored our young people.
Aga meie oleme neid ignoreerinud.
Oh yes. We have said, oh no, let them go and study, it's okay, and everything they teach them is fine.
Las nad lähevad ja õpivad ja kõik, mis nad õpetavad, neil on okei.
But not everything that they are taught is fine.
Aga mitte kõik, mis neil õpetatakse, ei ole okei.
Some of the principles that they are taught.
Mõned printsiibid, mida
neil õpetatakse. Babylonian principles.
On Babyloni printsiibid.
Then you hear your child being confused.
Ja siis sa kuuled, kuidas su laps on
selline
ja küsid.
Which God is the right God?
Milline Jumal on õige Jumal?
Are they all the right God?
Kas nad on kõik õige Jumal?
It doesn't matter which church I go to as long as I'm worshiping God.
Pole vahet, millises koguduses ma käin peasi, et ma teenin ülistan Jumalat.
It doesn't matter which religion I go to as long as it's all one God.
Ei ole vahet, millises religioonis ma olen, et peasi, et on see üks Jumal.
No.
Ei.
It matters.
See on oluline. See on vahe.
It matters.
See on vahe.
Not all religions are preaching about one God.
Mitte kõik religioonid ei kuuluta ühest Jumalast.
Is it getting tough now?
Kas nüüd läheb raskeks?
And we have to stand for the truth.
Me peame tõe eest seisma.
And we have to teach the next generation the truth.
Me peame järgmisele põlvkonnale tõde õpetama.
Because they will study.
Sest nad õpivad.
And they will go to universities.
Lähevad ülikooli.
And in universities.
Ja ülikoolis.
There's a clear secular mindset.
On väga selge sekulaarne meelelaad.
Even when you do theology, Bible theology.
Isegi kui sa õpid teoloogiat.
There is a secular mindset in theology.
On isegi teoloogis sekulaarne meelelaad.
So we need to train them.
Ja me peame neid treenima.
So what is our future?
Mis on meie tulevik?
Our children.
Meie lapsed.
And Satan is targeting them.
Ja Satan on need sihtmärgiks võtnud.
Question is, how are we protecting them?
Küsimus on, et kuidas me neid kaitseme?
We must protect them through the word of God.
Me tuleb neid kaitsta Jumala sõna läbi.
Feed them the word.
Toida neile sõna.
Give them the word.
Anna neile sõna.
Show them the word.
Näita neile sõna.
Leave out the word. Leave out the
ela,
word.
Ela sõna välja.
So that their identity is not stolen.
Nii et nende identiteet ei oleks varastatud.
Amen. What did they do?
Mida nad teevad?
We know the story.
Me teame seda lugu.
Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego. We know the story.
Me teame seda lugu.
What did they do?
Mida nad teevad?
When they were tempted.
Kui neid ahvatleti.
They said, give us a different diet.
Siis nad ütlesid, et ante meile teistsugust toitu.
Sons of the kingdom need a different diet.
Kuningriigi pojad vajavad teistsugust toitu.
We cannot take the same diet like the world.
Me ei saa võtta samat dieeti, mis maailm.
Our diet is prayer.
Meie dieet on palve.
Our diet is reading the word of God.
Jumala sõna.
Those basic things still have power.
Neil põhiasjadel on veel vägi.
Listen to me.
Kuula.
Do not be so spiritual that you leave the word of God out.
Ära ole nii vaimulik, et sa jätad Jumala sõna välja.
Don't be so spiritual that you leave prayer out.
Ära ole nii vaimulik, et sa jätad palve välja.
Sometimes we just want revelation, but revelation that is not word based is dangerous.
Mõnikord me tahame ilmutust, aga ilmutus, mis ei ole sõna põhine, on ohtlik.
Every revelation must be based on scripture.
Iga ilmutus peab põhinema.
The word of God must reveal
Jumala sõna peab ilmutama,
what God is saying.
Mida Jumal ütleb.
And everything we speak
ja kõik, mida me räägime,
must be based on the word.
Peab põhinema sõna.
So Daniel and his friends,
nii et, Daniel ja tema sõbrad,
when they looked at them,
kui nad vaatasid neid,
they had a different diet,
neil oli
teistsugune
elustil,
a different way of doing things,
teistsugune viis, kuidas asju
teha, because they feared God.
Jumala,
they honored God. They
Jumala,
served God. They did not compromise. We know the story. When they looked at them, they were healthier.
Kui nad vaatasid, siis nad olid tervemad.
There are things in the Bible that keeps us pure.
On asju Biblis, mis hoiavad meid puhtad.
That makes us different from the world.
Mis teevad meid teistsuguseks maailmas.
Prayer.
Palve.
And the word.
Ja sõna.
Fellowship.
Osadus.
Breaking bread.
Leiva murdmine.
Amen. Amen. And these things keep us.
Ja need asjad hoiavad meid.
They preserve us.
Nad hoiavad meid alal.
And so later on, Daniel was now chosen as one of the three prime ministers.
Ja siis hiljem Daniel valiti üheks kolmest peaministriks.
And he was excellent above all others.
Ja ta oli suurepärane üle kõigi teiste.
So there is a level by which an excellent spirit comes upon us as the sons of God.
Ja Jumala poegadena on üks viis, kuidas selline suurepärasuse vaim.
What made him excellent?
Mis tegi tema sellise?
He never compromised.
Ta ei teinud kompromisse.
He never compromised.
Ta ei teinud kompromisse.
That's what made him excellent.
See tegi teda suurepäraseks.
So Daniel was, he saw himself as an ambassador of God.
Nii et Daniel nägi ennast Jumala saadikuna.
He was an ambassador of Christ.
Ta oli Kristuse suursaadik.
So I want to talk about being an ambassador.
Ja ma tahan natuke sellest rääkida.
What does it mean to be an ambassador?
Mida tähendab olla saadik?
If we are in the kingdom,
kui me oleme kuningriigis,
because we are in the kingdom of God,
me oleme Jumala,
we have to understand that we represent,
tuleb me mõista, et me esindame
the kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriiki.
When you are an ambassador of the kingdom,
kui sa oled kuningriigi saadik,
everything about you
siis kõik sinu
must reflect the kingdom of God.
Peab peegeldama Jumala kuningriiki.
We know today to be an ambassador,
täna me teame, et
kui sa oled ambassador of a sport called maybe Nike or Adidas or Puma or whatever,
kui sa oled näiteks mingisuguse märgi saadik, näiteks Nike või Adidas või mingi sellise,
you must wear that, you know, that label.
Siis sa kannad seda märki endaga.
You wait on your ear, you put the hat,
sa kannad ainult selle ilma asju.
You are an ambassador.
Müts ja kingad ja su,
you represent that.
Sa esindad seda märki.
And the image of that company, you reflect it.
Ja sina peegeldad selle firma nii-öelda imidžit.
We are ambassadors of Christ.
Me oleme Kristuse saadikud.
Let's look at the word of God. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
2 Corinthians 5:18.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 to 21. Now then we are ambassadors of Christ, as though Christ were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf,
be reconciled to God.
2 Corinthians 5:18-21. Kuna see oli Jumal, kes Kristuses lepitas maailma enesega ega arvestanud neile nende üleastumisi ning on pannud meisse lepitussõna. Meie oleme nüüd Kristuse käskjalad, otse kui Jumal ise julgustaks meie kaudu. Me palume Kristuse asemel, andke endid lepitada Jumalaga. Käskjalad või saadikud on siis
sõna. So ambassadors. What is the work of an ambassador? You represent your kingdom in another nation. So the ambassador of Estonia in England represents Estonia. Amen. So when we come to the ambassador, what do you call it, consulate of Estonia in another nation, we are actually entering into Estonia, but we are in England.
Nii et kui sa lähed näiteks Eesti konsulaati kuskil teises riigis, siis sa just kui sisened Eestisse, aga sa oled teises riigis.
So we are ambassadors of Christ.
Nii et meie oleme Kristuse suur saadikud.
Anybody who comes close to us is entering the kingdom.
Iga üks, kes tuleb meie ligi, siseneb kuningriiki.
So wherever we are, we represent the kingdom of God.
Kus tahes me oleme, seal me esindame Jumala kuningriiki.
So if people come to our house where we live,
kui inimesed tulevad meie koju, kus me elame,
they are entering the kingdom.
Siis nad sisenevad kuningriiki.
Because this is an ambassador of the kingdom of God.
Sest see on Jumala kuningriiki suursaadik.
So your house,
sinu kodu,
your children,
su lapsed,
your marriage,
su abielu,
your business,
su äri,
anything with your name,
kõik, millel on sinu nimi,
is an ambassador for Christ.
On suursaadik Kristusele.
And you must not apologize for that.
Ja sa ei pea vabandust paluma selle eest.
When people come into your presence, they must have a sense that they are coming into a kingdom zone of the kingdom of God.
Kui inimesed tulevad sinu ligidusse, siis neil peab olema see taju, et nad tulevad Jumala kuningriigi lähedusse.
What is in the kingdom of God?
Mis on Jumala kuningriigi?
Righteousness,
õigsus,
peace,
rahu,
joy,
rõõm
in the Holy Ghost.
Pühas vaimus.
That's the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriigi.
Righteousness,
õigsus,
peace,
rahu,
joy,
rõõm
in the Holy Ghost.
Pühas vaimus.
That's what must represent your life.
See peab esindama sinu elu.
So when we interact with the people of God,
et kui me suhtleme,
we must experience the kingdom of God.
Siis me peame kogema Jumala
kuningriigi. What is the kingdom of God?
Mis on Jumala kuningriigi?
It is a place where the king has dominion.
See on paik, kus kuningas valitseb.
Who is the king?
Kes on kuningas?
Jesus is the king.
Jesus on kuningas.
So when we come to you,
kui me tuleme sinu juurde,
we must see Jesus,
siis me peame nägema
Jeesus,
kes istub troonil
of your life.
Sinu elus.
When we come to your family,
kui me tuleme su perekonna,
what is the kingdom?
Kui sa ütled kuningriik,
we must see the king,
siis me näeme kuningas
dominating
kes valitseb sinu perekonnas.
The king
kuningas
dominating
valitseb
your marriage.
Su abielu.
The king
kuningas
dominating
valitseb
or ruling
valitseb
your finances.
Sinu finantse.
Amen. Amen.
So you can't claim to be a kingdom person, but we don't see any rulership of the king.
Nii et sa ei saa öelda, et sa oled kuningriigi inimene, kui me ei näe kuninga valitsust seal.
Amen.
Amen. The king must rule.
Kuningas peab valitsema.
When you come into Estonian embassy,
kui sa tuled Eesti saatkonda,
in a different nation,
teise riigi keskel,
when you enter in there,
kui sa sinna sisse lähed,
you have entered Estonia.
Sa oled Eestisse läinud.
Even if you are in Rootsi.
Isegi kui oled Rootsis.
Hello?
Anni.
Do you understand that?
Mõistad seda.
When you enter the embassy of Estonia,
kui sa oled Eesti saatkonda,
in Sweden,
Rootsis,
you are entering Estonia.
Siis sa lähed Eestisse.
Then inside there they'll say tere.
Ja seal nad ütlevad sulle tere.
And not hey.
Ja mitte hei.
In Sweden they say hey.
Rootsis öeldakse hei.
Why? Because you've entered in another nation.
Sest sa oled teise rahvas sekka läinud.
When people enter your life,
kui inimesed sisenevad sinu ellu,
do they feel like they are entering a kingdom?
Kas nad tunnevad siis, et nad on kuningriiki sisenenud?
Of God.
Jumala kuningriiki.
Or does it just feel like they are just talking to you?
Või tundub, et nad lihtsalt räägivad sinuga?
That is the difference.
Seal on vahel.
And this is what will attract people.
Ja see on see, mis tõmbab või kõidab.
The way you run your business.
See, kuidas sa oma äri juhid.
We can sense righteousness, peace and joy.
Seal me võime tajuda õigsust.
In the Holy Ghost.
Pühas vaimus.
The way you run your finances.
See, kuidas sa oma finantsi.
We can sense righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Seal me võime tajuda õigsust, rahu ja rõõmu pühas vaimus.
What made Daniel different is that there was righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit over his life. And they did not know how to figure that out. They were jealous of him. They had a problem with his life. They felt that he is doing something other people are not doing. The world is full of all kinds of miseries and stresses.
Maailm on täis igasuguseid stresse ja igasuguseid
rasku. We carry peace.
Meie kanname rahu.
People of the kingdom.
Kuningriigi rahu.
So when people want peace, they must run to us.
Et kui inimesed tahavad rahu, nad peavad jooksma meie juurde.
That is the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriik.
It's very practical.
Väga praktiline.
Amen. It's very practical.
Väga praktiline.
Because sometimes we talk something up here.
Sest mõnikord me räägime midagi siin kõrgel.
But we don't see it in our physical lives.
Aga me ei näe seda oma füüsilises elus.
So when I enter your life.
Nii et kui ma sisenen sinu ellu.
It, we must have a sense that the king has come.
Siis me peame olema taju, et kuningas on tulnud, et kuningas on siin.
People are going to live.
Inimesed elavad.
When people encounter you, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Inimesed kohtuvad sinuga isegi kui see on 5 minutit.
Righteousness.
Õigsus.
Peace.
Rahu.
Joy.
Rõõm.
Has come upon their life.
Peab tulema nende elu üle.
In the Holy Spirit.
Pühas vaimus.
When the Samaritan woman met Jesus.
Kui Samaria naine kohtus Jeesusega.
The conversation was very different.
Siis see vestus oli väga teistsugune.
First she was shocked that this man, who's a male, who's a Jew, is talking to her.
Siis esiteks ta oli väga üllatunud, et inimene, kes on mees ja kes on juut, räägib temaga.
Because in those days males did not talk to females, west, you know, Jews and Samaritans.
Selle naised või mehed ei rääkinud naistega, veel hullem juut samarlasega.
It was a very male-dominated society.
Väga meeste domineeritud maailm.
And so it was a very interesting thing to see a Jewish man talking to a Samaritan woman.
Nii et väga huvitav oli näha, üks juudi mees räägib samaria naisega.
What was Jesus doing?
Mida Jeesus tegi?
He was saying in my kingdom.
Ta ütles, minu kuningriigis.
There's no gender bias.
Ei ole mingisugust mitte erinevust, aga see üks nüüd on väga populaarne see neutraalsus, ma ei tea. Või kartus suude vahel. Ma ei oska öelda täpselt, mis see sõna on.
You've got it, eh?
Ühesõnaga.
With Jesus.
Jeesusega.
In the kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriigis.
Male and female is the same.
Mees ja naine on sama.
In the church.
Koguduses.
There's a problem.
On probleem.
In the kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriigis.
Male and female is the same.
Mees ja naine on sama.
That's what Jesus was saying. He was saying in the kingdom.
Seda Jeesus ütles kuningriigis.
I can talk to you as a female.
Ma võin sinuga rääkida naisena.
But in the church.
Aga koguduses.
No females must preach to us.
Ükski naine ei tohi meil jutlustada.
Yes.
Hello. Something is wrong there.
Midagi on seal valesti.
What is the church tradition?
Mis on kiriku traditsioon?
Based on one scripture.
Põhineb ühel kirja kohal.
Of Paul.
Pauluselt.
Women must be silent in the church.
Naised peavad koguduses olema vait.
And we're taking it out of context.
Ja me võtame selle kontekstist välja.
Because women in those days were not learned and they were not taught how to speak in public.
Sest naistel tol ajal ei õpetatud, kuidas nad ei olnud õppinud ja neid ei olnud õpetatud, kuidas rääkida.
Because they were not educated.
Sest nad ei olnud haritud.
Because they were not allowed to be educated.
Sest neid ei lubatudki haridust.
Hello? So that's why they were not allowed to speak because they were not properly groomed to address public audience.
Ja selle tõttu neid ei lubatudki suud lahti teha avalikult, sellepärast et neid ei olnud õpetatud, kuidas avalikult rääkida.
Hello? So the context is important.
Ja see kontekst on oluline.
But up until tomorrow morning, churches are still divided on whether women must be in ministry or not.
Kuni homme hommikuni on kogudused siiski veel üle lahutatud, kas naised tohivad kõnelda või mitte.
We know.
Me teame.
But in the kingdom of God,
aga Jumala kuningriigis,
when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman,
kui Jeesus rääkis Samaria naisega,
he was demonstrating,
siis ta demonstreeris,
in my kingdom,
minu kuningriigis,
there's no male nor female.
Ei ole meestega naist.
There are only hungry spiritual people.
On ainult näljased, vaimulikud inimesed.
Show me a female spirit and a male spirit.
Näita mulle naisvaimu ja meesvaimu.
Spirit is spirit.
Vaim on vaim.
And spirit wants spiritual food.
Ja vaimud tahab vaimulikud toitu.
Whether it's male or female.
Kas ta on siis mees või naine?
Hallelujah. So number two,
ja teiseks,
in the kingdom, Jesus was demonstrating
Jesus näis,
there is no racial differences.
Ei ole rassilist erinevust.
Because Jews were not speaking to Samaritans.
Sest juudid ei rääkinud samarlastega.
But in the church,
aga koguduses,
trouble.
Jama.
We have the Russian church.
Meil on Vene kogudus.
We have the Estonian church.
Meil on Eesti kogudus.
And which is another one?
International.
And then we have an international church.
Rahvus vaheline kogudus.
Something is wrong.
Miski on jama.
Yeah.
Praise God. We are supposed to be one church.
This
is the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriik.
Oi.
If not
say amen, say
ei
now,
oi,
ouch, or something.
Kui sa ei saa öelda aamen, vaid sa pead ütlema ei või oi või
aih või. In the kingdom of God,
Jumala kuningriigis,
there is no racial difference.
Ei ole rassilist erinevust.
Jews and Samaritans can fellowship together.
Juudid ja samaarlased võivad osadus pidada koos.
That's why Paul said,
sellepärast Paulus
ütles, there's neither male nor female.
Ei ole meest ega naist.
There's neither Jew nor Gentile.
Ei ole juut ega kreet.
We are all one in Christ.
Me oleme kõik üks Kristuses.
So when people come to you,
ja kui inimesed tulevad sinu juurde,
they enter the kingdom.
Siis nad sisenevad kuningriiki.
When they come to the kingdom,
kui nad tulevad kuningriiki,
they must not feel gender biases.
Siis nad ei tohiks
or gender differences.
Et on mingisugused sugulised erinevused.
They must not feel racial differences.
Et on mingisugused rassilised erinevused.
They must not even feel class differences.
Isegi ei tohiks tunda klassi erinevusi.
Amen.
Today there's also a problem between the rich and the poor.
Täna on probleem ka rikaste ja vaeste vahel.
That's not the kingdom.
See ei ole kuningriik.
In the kingdom we are the same.
Kuningriigis me oleme sama.
I'm trying to bring the kingdom message into practical life.
Ma püüan selle kuningriigi sõnumi tuua praktilist ellu.
Because sometimes we can say, oh, we are people of the kingdom, but everything that we are is opposite in real life with the message we are speaking.
Mõnikord me ütleme, et me oleme need kuningriigi inimesed, aga teine kord see sõnum, mida me räägime ja see, kes me tegelikult oleme, on täiesti vastandid.
So the amens are going to be very few in these sessions.
Nii et sellel sessioonil on aamenil väga vähe.
Because we're going to deal with some serious real stuff.
Sest nüüd me tegeleme nende reaalselt asjadega.
Jesus was showing us what the kingdom is like.
Jeesus näitas meile, milline on kuningriik.
That in the kingdom of God,
et Jumala kuningriigis,
there is no racial difference.
Ei ole rassilist erinevust.
There is no gender difference.
Ei ole sugude erinevust.
All are welcome.
Kõik on tere tulnud.
Number three.
Kolmandaks.
This woman was a prostitute or had... Yeah, she was a prostitute. She was a prostitute because this was... Even the fifth husband was not their husband.
See naine oli tegelikult prostituut, sellepärast, et isegi see viies mees, kes tal oli, ei olnud tema mees.
What does Jesus show us?
Mida Jeesus näitab?
In the kingdom, we don't judge people based on their sins and their faults.
Kuningriigis me ei mõista kogud inimeste üle nende patude ja nende vigade... Tõttu.
We welcome them.
Me võtame nad vastu.
Because only God can save them.
Sest ainult Jumal võib nad päästa.
But in the church.
Aga koguduses.
Who's that?
Kui see on.
I
ma arvan, et see on see kole naine, kes seal väga koledeid asju teeb väljas
poole. What is she doing in church?
Mida ta kirikus teeb?
Where is she supposed to go?
Kuhu ta siis minema peaks?
Who's gonna help her?
Kes teda aitab?
Who's gonna save her life?
Kes ta elu päästab?
If the church does not receive her, who's gonna receive her?
Kogu ta seda vastu ei võta, kes ta vastu võtab?
Hello! Kingdom of God!
Jumala kuningriik.
In the kingdom.
Kuningriigis.
That's what it means to seek first the kingdom.
See tähendab otsida esmalt kuningriigis.
But many times we seek first the church laws.
Mõnikord me otsime või sageli me otsime esmalt kiriku reegleid.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Church order.
Kiriku kord.
The world does not know how to dress up.
Kogudud või maailm ei tea, kuidas ennast üles või üles lüüa või hästi riida.
So they will come to church
tulevad kirikusse
with all kinds of dresses.
Igasuguste kleitide ja riietega.
But we have a problem with that.
Aga meil on sellega probleem.
If this is the kingdom of God,
kui see on Jumala kuningriik,
they must be able to come in.
Siis nad peavad olema võimelised sisse tulema.
Receive Jesus.
Jeesuse vastu võtma.
Jesus will change them.
Jeesus muudab nemad.
Not your laws.
Mitte sinu
reeglid. Not your regulations. Jesus will change them.
Jeesus muudab nad.
They will come with pierced noses and pierced tongues.
Nad tulevad sisse rõngastatud ninade ja keeltega.
And tattoos everywhere.
Tätoveeringutega igal pool.
What are you gonna do?
Mida sa teed?
Go, this is not the right place.
Aga mine ära, see pole õige koht.
No!
Ei.
The church is a hospital.
Kogudus on haigla.
For the sick.
Haigete jaoks.
For the lost.
Kadunud
jaoks. For those who need God.
Nende jaoks siis vajavad Jumalat.
They must come here.
Nad peavad tulema.
This is the right place.
See on õige koht.
This is where they will be healed.
Seal nad saavad
terveks. This is where they will be delivered.
Seal nad saavad vabaks.
Kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriik.
Now I'm going after all your traditions. Come.
Nüüd ma lähen kõigi teie traditsioonidele järgi.
Hello. You see? What is the kingdom?
Mis on kuningriik?
This is why people cannot relate to the church because the church is very traditional. It's not kingdom.
Selle tõttu inimesed ei suuda nagu samastuda kogudusega või mitte samastuda, aga ei suuda suhelda kogudusega, sest nad on väga traditsionaalsed või traditsioonilised.
But the kingdom.
Aga kuningriik
is open.
On avatud.
And what happened to that woman?
Ja mis juhtus selle naisega?
I think this is John chapter 5 or whatever story it is in
the story of the Samaritan woman and Jesus. What happened? She said, come and see the man who has told me everything.
Ta läks ja ütles, tule ja vaadake meest, kes mul on kõik rääkinud.
Guess who she was calling?
Keda ta kutsus?
Her clients.
Oma klientid.
People like her.
Omasugused inimesed.
So there were more people coming to the church.
Nii et rohkem inimesi tuli kogu.
That looked like her.
Kes nägid
teva. That did the things she did.
Kes tegid sellised asja nagu
teva. That spoke the language she spoke.
Kes rääkisid sellist keelt nagu
teva. What's going to happen to that church this morning?
Mis siis selle hommikul selle kogudusega juhtub?
It's going to be a church full of prostitutes.
Kogudus täis prostituute.
And full of adulterous men.
Ja abielu rikkujaid mehi.
What are we going to do?
Mis me nüüd teeme?
No, don't come to church. This is a holy place.
See on püha paik.
No.
Ei.
This is the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriik.
Those who are sick.
Need, kes on haiged. Kes on
haavatud. Those who are rejected by the world must find a home in the kingdom of God.
Peavad leidma kodu Jumala kuningriigis.
Hallelujah. This is why we don't understand young people.
Sellepärast me ei mõista noori.
Because our young people are influenced by the world.
Meie noored on mõjutatud maailma poolt.
And so they come with worldly tendencies.
Ja tulevad maailmalike kalduvustega.
Love will correct them.
Armastus korrigeerib neid.
Not judgment.
Mitte kohtumõistmine.
Love.
Armastus.
So you receive them.
Nii, sa võtad nad vastu.
You say, come.
Ta ütled, tule.
With your tattoos.
Oma tattoo veeringutega.
Come.
Tule.
And find Christ.
Ja leia Kristus.
And you know, after they found Christ,
ja peale seda, kui nad Kristuse leidnud,
the tattoo is still there.
Tattooing on ikka veel seal.
They love Jesus.
Nad armastavad Jeesus.
But the tattoo is still there.
Aga tattooing on veel seal.
Now they've repented.
Nüüd nad on meelt
parandanud. Now they know the Lord.
Nüüd nad tunnevad Issa.
Now they serve Jesus.
Nüüd nad teenivad Jeesus.
But the tattoo is still there.
Aga tattooing on seal.
What are you gonna do?
Mis sa nüüd teed?
Are you gonna judge them because no, that tattoo, you can't pray with that tattoo.
Ja kas sa mõistad kogutad, ei selle tätoveeringu sa küll palvetada.
We are so traditional and so religious.
Me oleme nii traditsioonilised ja religioossed.
And we reject people who are needing help.
Ja me hülgame inimesed, kes vajavad abi.
Where are the sick gonna go if the hospitals don't receive them?
Kuhu haiged lähevad, kui haiglad neid vastu ei võta?
If you are physically sick, you go to a physical hospital.
Kui sa oled füüsiliselt haige, sa lähed haiglasse.
If you are spiritually sick, where do you go?
Kui sa oled vaimulikult haige, kuhu sa lähed?
To a church.
Kirikusse.
Because this is your spiritual hospital.
Sest see on sinu vaimulik haigla.
Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriik.
The kingdom is reigned, is ruled by love.
Kuningriiki valitsetakse kaudu, rahu kaudu.
Joy
kaudu.
In the Holy Ghost. Not judgment.
Mitte kohtu.
Criticism.
Kriitika.
Anger.
Viha.
Fighting.
Võitlemises.
Hallelujah.
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 We continue.
Me jätkame.
Jesus shows the kingdom of God
näitab Jumala kuningriiki
in various forms.
Erinevatel viisidel.
He shows the kingdom.
Ta näitab kuningriiki.
He quotes a parable of a good Samaritan.
Hea samarlasest.
Remember the good Samaritan?
Mäletate seda lugu?
Not the good Jew.
Mitte hea juut või halastaja.
Interesting.
Huvitav.
This is Jesus who's telling the story.
Jeesus räägib seda lugu.
He uses and it's just a story.
Ja see on lihtsalt üks lugu.
He could have used a Jew.
Ta oleks võinud juuti kasutada.
Chooses to use a Samaritan.
Valis kasutada samaarlast.
And he's talking to Jews.
Ja ta räägib juutidele.
What do you think he's trying to do?
Mida sa arvad, mida ta püüdis teha?
He's trying to challenge their thinking.
Ta püüab esitada nende mõtlemisele väljakutse.
The other two that he's making an example of are Jews.
Ja teised kaks, kellest ta näite tõi, oli juudid.
The first one is a priest.
Esimene preester.
He looks at the man who is dying.
Ta vaatab seda meest, kes on suremas.
He goes, oh, I've got a preaching, I've got to go and preach at the Rahu Kogudus.
Oi, mul on jõudlustada vaja, mul on vaja just kirikusse Rahu Kogudusse minna jõudlustama.
And he just passes him, sorry, hey, time.
Ta töödad, oi, vabandust, mul on aeg, jooksed.
The second one is a Levite.
Teine on Levit.
A Levite talks about those who are worshippers, those who are servers in the church, those who are ushers, those who are...
Kohanäitajad.
Says, oh, I would love to help you.
Oi, ma tahaks küll aidata
sind. But the pastor wants me to be at church for a worship practice.
Aga pastor tahab, et ma oleks ülistus proovis praegu kohal.
Sorry, I can't help.
Aga vabandust, ma ei saa
praegu aidata. I must go and practice my worship.
Ma pean oma ülistust harjutama.
Kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriik.
What is that telling us?
Mis see meile räägib?
The church.
Kogudus.
We become so traditional.
Ja me muutume nii traditsionaalseks.
That we only are occupied with what we want when we want it.
Et me oleme hõivatud ainult sellega, mida meie tahame ja millal me tahame.
We are interested in how to please the church system, not how to please God.
Me oleme huvitatud sellest, et olla meelepärane koguduse või kirikusüsteemile, mitte Jumalale.
True religion is to take care of those who are lost.
Tõeline usk või tõeline religioon on see, et kanda hoolt nende eest, kes on kadunud.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Not to sing in the choir.
Mitte lauda kooris.
It's good to sing in the choir.
Kooris on ka hea lauda.
But if singing in the choir makes you ignore every pain that's going on in the society because you want to be in church, then there's a problem.
Aga kui sa tahad, kui sa oled keskendud ainult kooris laulmisele ja see paneb sind ignoreerima kõiki teisi vajadusi, mis väljaspool on.
Ja.
Siis on jama, ja.
Ja. It is important for you to understand that we can't be so religious minded and we are not touched by the pain of our society.
Et me oleme nii religioosselt meelestatud, et meid ei puuduta see ühiskonna valu.
The kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriik.
Is in that parable.
On selles kuningriik, selles tähendamise sõnas.
What did that Samaritan do?
Mida see samaritan tegi?
Number one, a Samaritan.
Esiteks, samaritan.
Is not a Jew.
Ei ole juut.
He's a Gentile.
Ta on pagan.
What does that tell you?
Mida see sulle?
He's probably not a believer.
Ilmselt ei ole usklik.
According to that example of Jesus.
Selle Jeesuse näite põhjal.
Because Jews were the real believers.
Sest juudid olid need tõelised usklikud.
But is somebody who is moved by pain.
Aga see on keegi, keda see valu paneb liikuma.
Righteousness.
Õigsus.
What is righteousness?
Mis see õigsus on?
Doing what is right.
Selle tegemine, mis on õige.
Yes. Doing what is right.
Teed seda, mis on õige.
That is righteousness.
See on õigus.
That's the kingdom.
See on kuningriik.
I know these things are basics, they are foundations. If the foundation is wrong, something's going to be wrong with the building.
Ma tean, et need on sellised põhiasjad, aga see põhiasi on fundament ja kui miski on seal fundamentis valesti, siis on hoone valesti.
Sometimes we think we know these things.
Mõnikord me arvame, et me teame neid asju.
But we are not master in them.
Aga me ei ole need asjade meistrid.
So we pass people's pain.
Nii et me läheme inimeste valgus mööda.
So I'm going to go to church.
Oi, ma pean kirikusse minema.
Somebody is having a marital situation or a marital problem, maybe your neighbor or your friend.
Võib-olla kellegi on abielu probleem, võib-olla naaber või sõber või.
And you say to them.
Ja sa ütled neile.
You must come to church.
Ta tule kirikusse.
How do you say that to a person who's broken?
Kuidas sa ütled seda inimesele, kes on murtud?
He's bleeding.
Ta veritseb.
He has no strength.
Tal ei ole jõudu.
What did the Samaritan do?
Mida samaritan tegi?
He carried him.
Ta kandis teda.
Put him on his cot.
Pani ta oma eesti selga.
Took him to the hospital.
Ja viis ta haiglasse.
Paid for his fees.
Maksis tema kulude eest.
Take care of this man.
Kandis hoolt selle mehe eest.
And I'll come back and check him.
Ja ma tulen tagasi ja
what are we supposed to do as the church?
Mida sa kogudusena peaks tegema?
Go to people.
Mine inimeste juurde.
Take them.
Võta nad.
Bring them.
Too nad.
Not tell them.
Mitte ära ütle neile.
Come to church.
Tule kirikusse.
No. Bring them.
Too nad.
Walk with them.
Kõnni koos nendega.
Put them on our cults.
Pane ta oma eesti selga.
That is, make them part of our life.
See tähendab, et tee ta osaks oma elust.
That's what it means.
See
because it's your cult, it's your life.
Sinu eeselt, sinu elu.
But take them on your life.
Aga võta nad oma elule
peale. Carry them along.
Kanna neid kaasa.
Yeah. Until
kuni
they get help.
Nad saavad abi.
And you must pay for their help.
Ja sina pead maksma nende abi eest.
You can't say, no, you sort yourself out, you are an old person.
Sa ei saa öelda, et sa oled juba suur inimene, maksa ise.
No.
Ei.
We are the church.
Me oleme kogud.
This is the kingdom.
See on kuningriik.
Carry them.
Kanna neid.
Bring them.
Too nad.
Check them.
Kontrolli.
See how they are doing.
Vaata järgi, kuidas neil läheb.
Be interested in people.
Ole huvitatud inimestest.
Not in revelation.
Mitte ilmutusest.
And I love revelation.
Ja ma armastan ilmutust.
But revelation is for people.
Aga ilmutus on inimeste jaoks.
Revelation must help people.
Ilmutus peab aitama inimesi.
Spirituality must ultimately deliver people.
Ja vaimulikus peab lõplikult või lõppkokkuvõttes aitama inimesi.
We can't be spiritual and stay there in the sky without helping people.
Me ei saa olla vaimulikud ja püsima seal taevastes ilma, et me aitaks inimesi.
Remember what Peter said.
Mäletad, mis Peetus
on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Muutmise mäel.
He said, let us build three, you know, booths here for you, Moses and Elijah.
Ütles, et ehitame siia kolm lehtmaja sinule ja Eliale ja Moosesele.
Because it's a wonderful experience.
Sest see on nii imeline kogemus.
Oh, it's a glorious experience.
Oi, kui auline kogemus.
Oh, I feel the power.
Me tunneme väge.
Oh, it's so wonderful here.
Oi, kui imeline siia.
Oh, leave me here here, I want to stay up here.
Jäta mind siia, ma tahan siin
Jesus
olla.
Says no.
Jeesus ütleb ei.
Let's go down.
Lähme alla.
There are people down there.
Seal all on inimesed.
That need to experience this.
Kes vajavad kogeda seda mäge.
So after this conference, this time we have together.
Nii et pärast seda aega, mis meil siin koos on.
On this Mount of Transfiguration.
Selle muutmise mäel.
We must go down.
Me peame minema alla.
And touch people's lives.
Ja puudutama inimeste
elu. And heal people's lives.
Ja tervendama
and bring them to know God.
Ja tooma neid Jumala tundmisele.
Amen.
Oi, 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 oi. Hallelujah.
It's real. See on reaalne.
And the reason why the world rejects the church is because it sees a double standard.
Ja põhjus, üks põhjus, miks maailm hülgab kogudust on see, et on kahekordset standardit.
We are only focusing on heaven.
Me ainult keskendume taevale.
When am I getting to heaven?
Millal ma taevasse jõuan?
No, it's easy, just that.
Väga lihtne, sured ära.
If that's all we want.
Kui see on kõik, mida me tahame.
Amen.
Amen.
But your surprise is when you get to heaven.
Ja ka sa oled üllatunud, kui sa jõuad taevasse.
Heaven is gonna ask you.
Taevas küsib.
What did you do on earth for people?
Mis sa tegid maa peal inimeste jaoks?
Yeah. No, I was in a hurry to get here.
Ma olin ju kiirustasin siia jõudmise.
Ma says, why?
Miks?
I created you to help the people.
Ma valmis sind selleks, et aidata inimesi.
I created you to bring lives and change lives.
Ma valmis sind selleks, et sa muudaksid elusid.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not going to be asked which gift you operate on.
Nii et meid ei küsita, et millises ainis sina toimid.
We are going to be asked how did your gift help people.
Vaid meid küsitakse, et kuidas sa ainult aitas inimesi.
We are not going to be asked, so how many times did you prophesy?
Meilt ei küsida, et mitu korda sina profeteerid oled.
We are going to be asked, how many people did your prophecy deliver and help and take out of charge?
Meilt küsitakse, et mitu korda sinu profeteering vabastas ja aitas inimesi edasi või välja probleemides.
Hallelujah! What is the kingdom?
Mis on kuningi?
Righteousness.
Õigsus.
Everybody say righteousness.
Mitte nagu õigsus.
Peace.
Rahu.
Joy.
Rõõm.
In the Holy Ghost.
Pühas vaimus.
And you know, joy is not happiness, eh? We are aware.
Me teame, et rõõm ei ole see õnnelik olemine. Õnnelikus.
Many people want to be happy.
Paljud tahavad õnnelik olla.
I want to be happy.
Ma tahan õnnelik olla.
I'm not happy.
Ma ei ole õnnelik.
No, happiness is not our goal.
Õnnelik olemine ei ole meie eesmärk.
Joy is
rõõm on meie eesmärk.
Because happiness depends on what's happening.
Õnnelik olemine sõltub sellest, mis toimub.
But joy is a decision.
Aga rõõm on otsus.
Yeah, amen.
I am joyful.
Ma olen rõõmus.
Whether things are bad or good.
Kas asjad on head või halvad.
I have joy.
Mul on rõõm.
Yeah. I choose to have joy.
Ma valin omad rõõmu.
Whether things are working for my favor or not.
Kas asjad toimivad mu poolt või mitte.
Why?
Miks?
Because that's the kingdom.
Sest see on kuningriik.
When people come to me, they must find me joyous.
Kui inimesed mu juurde tulevad, nad peavad leidma rõõmu minus.
Not necessarily happy.
Mitte me võibolla, mitte ei pruugi olla õnnelikus.
But joyous.
Vaid rõõmus.
Because happiness means something nice has happened.
Sest õnnelik olemine on see, et miski kenalt on juhtunud.
But joy means I have made a decision.
Aga rõõm on see, et ma olen teinud ühe otsuse.
To always be joyous.
Alati olla rõõmu täis.
Whether I feel like it or not.
Kas ma seda tunnen või...
Hallelujah. This is what those who are married will know what I'm talking about.
Need, kes on abielus, teavad, millest ma räägin.
Love
armastus
is not a feeling.
Ei ole tunne.
It's a decision.
See on otsus.
Hello? For young people who are not married,
noored, kes ei ole abielus,
they think, oh, love is a feeling.
Arvavad, et armastus on tunne.
Oh, I feel in love.
Oh, ma tunnen ennast nii armununa.
When you get married,
kui sa abiellud,
you will realize,
siis sa mõistad,
there are days you don't feel in love.
Et on päevi, kui sa ei tunne ennast armununa.
But you are in love.
Aga sa oled armun.
Because you've made a decision to
armastuses,
be in love.
Sest sa oled teinud otsuse armastada.
It's a choice.
See on valik.
Halleluja. Eternal things,
igavikulised asjad, või igavased asjad,
are things we must pursue.
On need asjad, mida me peaksime taga nõudma.
Not temporary things.
Mitte ajutised asjad.
Don't spend all your life pursuing things that are not going to mean anything for the other side, eternity.
Ära veeda oma elu ja aega sellele, et sa nõuad taga asju, mis tegelikult ei maksa teisel pool midagi.
Because part of the kingdom,
sest osa kuningriigist,
when we look at all these things, righteousness,
kui me vaatame kõiki neid asju, õigsus,
does righteousness affect your eternity?
Kas see mõjutab su igaviku?
Does it?
Kas see mõjutab?
Yeah. Because how you live now,
sest see, kuidas sa praegu elad,
affects what you're going to spend your eternity.
Mõjutab seda, kus sa oma igaviku viidab, veedad.
Amen. Just, does peace affect your eternity?
Kas rahu mõjutab su igaviku?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
If you are always at war with people here,
kui sa oled alati sõjas ka inimestes,
and you make enemies,
teed vaenlasi,
when you go on the other side and you are judged,
teise pool, kui sulle mõistetakse kohut,
God is going to judge you on the basis of your works. You've got enemies instead of people you love.
Ja siis Jumal mõistab kohut vastavalt su tegudele, kas sul on seal vaenlased või...
Amen. Yeah.
On nii.
Joy.
Rõõm.
Affects your eternity.
Mõjutab su igaviku.
Not happiness.
Mitte õnnelik olemine.
The rõõm. Joy of the Lord is your strength.
Rõõm Issandas on su tugevus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what makes you joyous. That's what makes you strong, brother.
See rõõm teeb sind tugevaks.
Let me show you another eternal principle.
Näitab meil ühte igavest printsiipi.
Is this okay?
Kas sobib teile?
Can we keep going this way?
Kas me võime jätkata
seda? I sense God is helping us.
Ma olen tunne, et Jumal aitab meid.
Yeah, God is helping us.
Jumal aitab meid.
Yeah, God is helping us. Look at a scripture in, let's see, in Matthew 19.
Vaatame kirja kohta Matteuse 19.
Okay, let's start with, if you don't mind, let's start with Matthew 6, rather. Let's start with Matthew 6.
Mm-hmm. Alustame Matteuse 6.
Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew let's start with Matthew chapter 6.
Alustame Matteuse 6.
Matthew chapter 6.
Matteuse 6.
From verse 19 to 21.
Salmid 19 kuni 21.
It says, don't store up treasures here on earth where moth and eat and then rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, your desire of the heart will also be.
Ärge koguge endile arveid maa peale, kus koi ja roostenid rikuvad ja kuhu vargad sisse murravad ja varastavad. Koguge endile arveid taevasse, kus koi ja roostenid ei riku ja kuhu vargad sisse ei murra ega varasta, sest kus su aare on, seal on ka su süda.
Now we know this.
Me teame seda.
We know it by heart.
Teame peast seda.
Let's bring it down to practical.
Toome nüüd siia praktikasse.
Do not spend your life on things that are temporary.
Ära kuluta oma elu asjadele, mis on ajutised.
Don't take all your investment of life on things that have nothing to do with eternity.
Ära võtta kogu oma elu ära investeeri asjadesse, mille ei ole midagi pistmist igaviku.
For an example.
Näiteks.
Your time.
Su aeg.
Is an investment.
See on üks investeering.
Whatever you use it for,
mille jaoks sa seda kasutad,
it's permanent.
See on kestev.
It does not come back.
See aeg ei tule tagasi.
You can't have your time again.
Sa ei saa uuesti seda aega.
Amen.
Amen.
So how do we invest our time?
Kuidas me siis investeerime aega?
We must invest our time on things that have to do with eternity.
Me investeerime oma aega asjadesse, millel on pistmist igavikuga.
Helping people.
Aitame inimesi.
To find the Lord.
Leida Isandat.
That's an eternal assignment.
See on üks igavikuline ülesanne.
Let me give you a simple example.
Tuun lihtsa näite.
David says,
David ütleb,
we are given 70 years to live.
Meil on antud 70 aastat
elada. If you are strong, you go to 80.
Kui on, oled tugev, lähed 80.
And beyond that, it's a bonus from God.
Ja üle selle on boonus Jumalalt.
It's in the Bible.
Seal Biblis.
So those of you who are 80 and above, you are blessed.
Nii et kes olete üle 80, te olete õnnistatud.
You are blessed by God.
Te olete õnnistatud Jumala poolt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
However,
aga,
most of us
enamus
have been given 70 years.
On antud 70 aastat.
70 years.
70 aastat.
Very short.
Väga lühike aeg.
It looks long.
See näib pikk.
When you are far.
Kui sa oled deep on your...
As you get closer.
Aga kui sa kaugel sellest oled, aga kui sa ligined sellele.
As you get closer.
Kui sa ligined.
It's very near.
Siis see on väga lähedal.
If you are 60,
kui sa oled 60 aastat,
you've got only 10 years.
Siis on 10 aastat selleni.
According to that letter.
Selle taseme põhjal.
Unless God gives you more strength.
Kui Jumal ei anna sulle rohkem jõudu.
But
aga,
in eternity,
igalikus,
you're gonna pass 70 years.
Sa möödud 70.
And leave and pass 1,000 years.
Ja möödud 1000 aastat.
And pass 3,000 years.
Ja möödud 3000 aastat.
And pass 5,000 years.
Ja möödud 5000 aastat.
So, if I were you, which place would I be working more for?
Nii et kui mina oleksin sina, siis millise aja jaoks ma töötaksin rohkem?
The one way I spent only 70 years.
Kas selle jaoks, kui ma ainult 70 aastat
olen? Or the one way I am likely to spend more than 5,000 years and counting.
Või selle jaoks, kus ma veedan 5,000 plus aastat.
Hello? You see, the problem is that we don't think that eternity is real. It's as real as the natural.
If probleem on selles, et me ei mõista, et igavik on reaalne või tõeline. Sama tõeline või
see kõige rohkem
kui see, mis siin. Rohkem tõeline kui
see. More real than here.
Palju reaalsem.
More years than here.
Palju rohkem aastaid kui siin.
And we spend our time and our life investing on things that are temporary, that are only 70 years, and we spend very little time on eternal things.
Ja me veedame oma aega, et investeerida asjadele, mis on väga ajutised, ja vähem aega sellele, mis on igased ja kestav.
For example,
näiteks,
education.
Haridus.
It's a good thing.
See on hea asi.
But you're gonna leave it here.
Aga sa jätad selle siia.
Even your master's degree, your PhD, yeah, gonna leave it.
Isegi su see
master's,
magister ja doktorikraad.
You gonna leave it.
Jätad kõik siia.
Unless you use it.
Kui sa seda ei kasuta.
For eternal purposes.
Igaveste eesmärkide jaoks.
By writing books.
Kirjutades raamatuid.
Teaching the next generation.
Õpetades
järgmist. How to
kuidas kasutada Jumalat, kuidas
austada Jumalat,
mõjutada inimeste meeli, ülistama
Jumalat,
oma filosoofiga, arendad piibelnike
filosoofi,
mis päästavad
kõrgkonna.
Siis sa ehitad ja kasutad seda igaviku jaoks. Kas sa mõistad seda?
Your finances.
Su finansid.
You can't take them to heaven.
Sa ei saa neid viia taevasse.
Doesn't matter how hard you work.
Pole vahet, kui kõvasti sa tööd teed selle.
When you die.
Kui sa sured.
You leave all your money here.
Jätad kõik oma raha siia.
All of it here.
Kõik jääb siia.
Not a saint takes you to heaven.
Saint ka ei viisid taevasse.
But while you are alive,
aga, kui sa
you can use your money
sa võid kasutada
to fund the gospel,
et finanseerida evangeelium,
for lives of people to change,
et elud muutuks,
for people to know God,
et inimesed tunneks
for
Jumala,
people to find God's peace.
Inimesed leiaks Jumala
rahu. Now you have used your finances properly.
Nüüd sa oled oma finanse kasutanud õigesti.
Then your money works for you in eternity.
Ja siis su raha toimib sinu jaoks sinu igaviku kasuks.
Not to drive fancy cars.
Mitte selleks, et uhkelt autodega sõita.
And live in fancy houses.
Ja elada uhkeltes majades.
It's good for you if you can afford it.
See on hea sinu jaoks, kui sa saad seda endale lubada.
But God is not gonna ask you, so what? Did you enjoy that fancy car?
Aga Jumal ei küsi sult, et kas sulle meeldis su uhke auto?
He's gonna ask you,
ta küsib sinu,
how did the fancy car work for my kingdom?
Kuidas see uhke auto minu kuningriigi jaoks töötas?
How did you use that fancy car to win other people with fancy cars because they think you are in their league?
Kuidas sa kasutasid oma uhket autot selleks, et teisi inimesi uhkete autodega võita Kristusele, sest nad arvavad, et siin oled nende liigast?
Because that's how people think.
Niimoodi inimesed mõtlevad.
Hello? Is that true?
On see nii?
Yeah, that's how people think.
Inimesed mõtlevad nii.
When you stay in a certain neighborhood.
Kui sa oled teatud piirkonnas elad.
People in that neighborhood.
Siis inimesed selles naabruskonnas.
Will listen to you.
Kuulavad sind.
But if you come from a poorer neighborhood.
Aga kui sa tuled vaeste linna osast.
And you're trying to preach to somebody who stays in a fancy neighborhood.
Ja püüad kellegile kuulutada, kes on väga sellisest uhkest piirkonnas.
They think, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Siis nad ütlevad, sa ei tea, millest sa räägid.
The reason why you love God is because you are poor. That's why.
Põhjus, miks sa Jumalat armastad, on sellepärast, et sa oled vaene.
That's how the world thinks.
Maailm mõtleb nii.
That's how the world thinks.
Maailm mõtleb nii.
But we know.
Aga me teame, et need asjad ei tähenda midagi.
Yeah.
Ei tähenda midagi.
But the world.
Aga maailm.
Thinks these things are very important.
Mõtlevad, et need asjad on väga olulised.
So what do you do?
Mis sa siis teed?
If you are called to preach to the rich.
Kui sa oled kutsutud kuulutama rikastele.
Then you buy their cars.
Siis sa ostad nende autosid.
You live in their neighborhood.
Elad nende naabruskonnas.
And you reach them for Christ.
Ja sa jõuad nendeni, et nad Kristusele
tuleks. Now you have made a difference.
Nüüd sa oled olnud muutuse.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Kas sa mõistad seda?
Everything we do must work for the kingdom.
Kõik, mis me teeme, peab toimima kuningriigi heaks.
Everything we say must work for the kingdom.
Kõik, mida me räägime, peab toimima kuningriigi heaks.
Everything we have must work for the kingdom.
Kõik see, mis meil on või mida me omame, peab toimima kuningriigi heaks.
Everything must have eternal value.
Kõigel peab olema igavikuline väärtus.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen to my own message.
Amen, mu enda sõnumile.
Amen.
I love what I'm saying.
Ma arvastan seda, mida
it's very challenging to me.
See on minu enda jaoks väga suur väljakutse.
Very challenging to me.
Väga suur väljakutse
mulle enda. Every day I must live my life with a meaning for God.
Sest iga päev ma pean elama oma elu ühe tähendusega Jumalale.
Not just your Sunday.
Mitte ainult pühapäeva.
Every day.
Iga päeva.
Another scripture.
Teine kirjakoht veel.
Proverbs 23 verse 4 and 5.
Õpetussõna.
Do not overwork to be rich.
Okay, ma tõkin otse. Ära tee üle tööd selleks, et saada rikkaks.
Because of your own understanding.
Oma enda arusaamise tõttu.
Stop.
Peatu lõpeta.
Will you set your eyes on that which is not?
Sea oma silmad sellele, mida pole.
For riches certainly make themselves wings and they fly away like an eagle towards heaven.
Sest rikkused kindlasti võtavad endale tiivad ja nad lendavad minema nagu kotkas taeva poole.
It's in the Bible.
See on Biiblis seal. See oli siis õpetus sõna.
Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5.
23, 4 ja 5.
So we have the church.
Nii et meil on kogudus.
Trying to have meaning on earth.
Kes tahab mingisugust tähendust omada maa peal.
Building things for themselves.
Ehitab asju ise endale.
Building a powerful institution.
Ehitab vajalise institutsiooni.
But people are lost.
Aga inimesed on kadunud.
People are far from God.
Inimesed on kaugel Jumalast.
Families are suffering.
Perekonnad kannatavad.
The nation does not have hope.
Rahval ei ole lootust.
But the churches are big.
Aga kogudused on suured.
They are very expensive.
Väga kallid.
They cost a lot of money to
maksavad palju raha, et seda üleval hoida hooneid.
What is our mission?
Mis on meie missioon?
People.
Inimesed.
The kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriik.
Must impact people.
Peab mõjutama inimesi.
Yeah. Not institutions.
Mitte institutsioon.
Institutions are good.
Institutsioonid on head.
If they serve people.
Kui nad teenivad inimesi.
This building is important.
See hoone on oluline.
Because of us.
Meie tõttu.
Hello? It's not just important because it's a church building.
See ei ole oluline ainult selle tõttu, et see on kiriku hoone.
It's important because it serves the church.
See on oluline selle tõttu, et see teenib kogudust.
Who is the church?
Kes on kogudus?
People.
Inimesed.
Not buildings.
Mitte hooned.
church will still be here.
Kogudus on siin.
Yeah. Who is the church?
Kes on kogudus? Inimesed.
Not chairs.
Mitte toolid.
Not bricks.
Mitte telliskivid.
Not carpets.
Mitte vaibad.
People.
Inimesed.
And if we don't take care of people, we are not taking care of God's possession.
Ja kui me ei kanna hoolt inimeste eest, siis me ei kanna hoolt Jumala omandi eest.
People matter to God.
Inimesed on olulised Jumalale.
Yeah. So we must be careful what we say to people.
Ja me peame olema hoolikad selles osas, mida me inimestele ütleme.
Speak the truth, but in love.
Räägime tõde, aga armastuses.
Speak the truth.
Räägime tõde,
but in love.
Aga armastuses.
Amen. Speak the truth.
Räägime tõde.
Don't compromise the truth.
Ära kompromissi tõega.
But in love.
Aga armastuses.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So the world is looking for a place of refuge.
Nii et maailm otsib ühte pelgupaika.
The church.
Kogudus.
You know, when you watch some films of war.
Kui sa vaatad näiteks mõnda sõjafilmi.
If there is a civil war that breaks out in a city.
Kui on näiteks kuskil linnas murdub või tuleb esile kodusõda.
The people who are not, let's say, you know, Estonians are in Russia and all of a sudden there's a little fighting. The Estonians run to the Russian embassy, to the Estonian embassy. When they run to the Estonian embassy, they are in Estonia, even if they're in Russia, and they're safe.
Näiteks kui mingi grupp on eestlasi Venemaal ja siis toimub mingisugune võitlus nende vastu. Siis nad jooksevad näiteks Eesti saatkonda, siis seal neil on turvaline, sest nad on Eestis.
Because they are in their embassy.
Sest nad on oma saatkonnas.
Even if there's a battle outside.
Isegi kui väljas on lahing.
But in that little yard.
Aga selles väikeses aias seal.
Where the embassy is.
Kus see saatkonda.
They are in their own nation.
Seal nad on oma enda rahva
kesk. They are protected.
Nad on kaitstud.
If you bomb the embassy.
Kui sa nüüd pommitad seda saatkonda.
You are fighting the nation.
Siis sa võitled rahva vastu. Või terve maa vastu.
Is that true?
On see nii.
We are the embassy of God.
Me oleme Jumala saatkond.
Because we are ambassadors of Christ.
Me oleme Kristuse saadikud.
People run to us.
Inimesed jooksevad meie juurde.
Because they need hope.
Sest nad vajavad lootust.
We must give them hope.
Meie peame neile lootust anna.
But we must show it.
Aga me peame näitama seda.
Righteousness.
Õigus.
Peace.
Õigus.
Joy.
Rõõm.
In the Holy Ghost.
Pühas vaimus.
Let us pray. Help us, Holy Spirit. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask God to help you. To help you to become a true ambassador. An ambassador of the kingdom of God. Help us, Lord, to be ambassadors. Help our churches to be ambassadors. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us represent your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to represent you, Lord. Forgive us for being judgmental. Forgive us for judging. In the name of Jesus. Help us to love everyone. To receive everyone. To speak the truth in love. To show like Daniel.
And his friends
how the kingdom is lived. Not to compromise. But to show the principles of the kingdom. In our daily lifestyles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Make us true servants of God. Make us angels of the kingdom of God. So that we understand what it means to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. So that we understand what it means to have authority. It's all based on the kingdom of God.
Through
love, peace, joy, righteousness. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. To raise our young people with the fear of the Lord. With the principles of the kingdom of God. So that their identity is firm. So that no one will change their identity. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Father,
aita meid, isa,
to preach a kingdom message,
kuulutada kuningriigi sõnumit,
that receives all people,
mis võtab vastu,
male and female,
kõik inimesed, nii mehed kui naised, erinevad rassid,
different economic standards alike,
erinevad majandusstandard,
that is the kingdom of God.
See on Jumala kuningriigi.
Help us to invest on eternal things,
aita meid investeerida igavikus,
things that are everlasting,
mis on kestvad,
things are always there permanently,
asjad, mis on alati püsivad.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nime.
Change us, Lord.
Muuda meid, Isa.
Transform us, Father.
Transformeer
meid. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jeesuse määrise nime.
We pray. Come on, keep on praying. Keep on praying.
Lihtsalt jätka
vaadata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we trust you. Lord, we believe you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you, Father, for your presence. I'm going to make a prayer.
Ma teen palve.
And I'm not going to call you in front because all of us can come.
Yeah, ma ei kutsu meid ette, sest kõik me võiks
suuda. But I want wherever you are standing,
kus tahes sa oled, seisa,
I'm going to make a prayer,
ma palvetan,
that God will make you a true ambassador of Christ.
Et Jumal teeks meid tõeliseks Kristuse saadikuks.
In everything you do.
Kõiges, mida me teeme.
In everything you do.
Kõiges, mida me teeme.
In your family.
Su peres.
In your home.
Su kodus.
In your workplace.
Töökohal.
In the community where you stand,
kogukonnas,
that you'll become a true ambassador, that you'll not be ashamed, that you'll not be afraid, that you'll not be embarrassed to be a Christian, to be an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand, let me pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray. We receive boldness to be ambassadors of Christ. We receive boldness to be true ambassadors in everything we do, everywhere we go. Make us ambassadors of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for not being good examples of being ambassadors. Today we ask you to forgive us and to make us true ambassadors in how we live, in how we think, in how we relate to the people who are unsaved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive us for judging them. Forgive us for criticizing them. We are called to love them. Your church is a hospital where your people must be healed and restored. Help us, Father, to bring them in, that they be healed and restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And God's people say amen and amen. Receive that grace right now to be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Nii, kiitus Issandale. Mulle väga meeldis see kuningriigi toimimine, kuningriigi teel kõige, seal on armastus. Armastus on vägi, mis toimib Jumala kuningriigis. See on midagi väga väelis, nii et ma usun, et meil on selles valdkonnas tohutult arenemismaad. Siin ei ole üldse midagi rääkida. Kui sa üldse seda valdkonda hakkad mõistma, siis saad aru, et me oleme olnud tõeliselt pinedad ja rumalad, aga mulle tohutul meeldib, et nendel on antud tõotus. Kes on pimedad, kes on rumalad, seal võib tulla valgus, seal võib tulla tarkus ja see on tegelikult ka suur õnnistus, kui Jumal kõnetab ja Jumala kuningriigis toimib kõik läbi armastuse. Nii et kiitus Jumalale selle eest. Me oleme igal juhul väga tänulikud selle üle, mida Magoliis on kehtestanud. Ma mõtlen just eriti, mind on puudutanud Eestima suhtes, see prohvetlik. Ma tean seda, ma ei ole varem seda näinud, aga ma näen seda nüüd, kuidas see saadab korda, kuidas iga sõna, mis on Jeesuse Kristuse tunnistus, see kõnetab Eesti maad. See vabastab midagi, see toob midagi esile. Nii et see tegelikult vabastab Jumala koguduse liikuma. Sest isenesest käsud ja reeglid, neid me oleme ennegi kuulnud. See ei saada midagi korda. Aga see prohvetlikus Jeesuse Kristuse tunnistus, see toob midagi esile. Et sa hakkab nägema, et sa hakkab toimima. Nii et selles mõttes on ülioluline see apostelikus, et see saab kehtestatud. Sest kuna meil on apostelikus on Euroopas kaduma läinud, seda ei eksisteeri, siis on väga oluline, et see saab uuesti kehtestatud, sest see toob esile olematuid asju, mis taevas on olemas, see kehtestab need asjad siia täna praegu selle tunnistuse läbi. Nii et kiitus Issandale, et homme jälle taas kell 11 ma selles mõttes kutsun üles, ma tean, et täna on palju tööl ja igastust asjad on, aga neid asju saab veel kuulata Pildi raadius, Walter lubas neid asju veel korduvalt lasta, mis on väga oluline, aga ma ikkagi kutsun üles ka oma hommiku rääkima veel ja tulema selle hea sõna juurde, sest vaat ma mõtlesin siin kohal olles ühte asja. Ma olen kuulnud ennem asju, mis on päris õiged sõnad, aga meelsus ei ole alati õige. Midagi on puudu. Ja seal jäävad asjad kriipima. Sõnad on just kui kõik õiged. Aga see on nüüd midagi väga väeline. Küsimus ei ole niivärd sõnades. Kui see asi on Kristuse keskne, see meelsus on õige. Ja see ei ole see, vaata, kõik vale asi. Ta ütleb apostel Paulus etab Efesus koguduse vanemate küvasti, ja ütleb, ilmsa tundi tulevad, kes juhatavad iseneste järele. Aga sellel on väärtus, kes juhatab kogudust Kristuse järele. Kes juhatab kogudust Kristuse kesksusele. Sellel on väärtus ja see kõnetab. See toob esile Issanda teenistuse armsuse. Aga nüüd ma palvetan veel ühe. Venna pärast tal on üks tervise probleem on avastatud ja lihtsalt kuulutame tema elu üle Kristuse võitu. Isa, me kanname selle armsa venna sinu palge ette ja Issand, me täname, et sa oled lõpetanud Golgatal kõik. Sa oled võitnud patuväe, sa oled võitnud surmaväe, aga sa oled Issand võitnud Issand ka kõik haiguse väe. Ja isa, me kuulutame Kristus sinu terrendavad väge. Isa, me kuulutame venna ellu sinu üles tõusmise väge. Isa, me täname Kristus, et ta võib olla terve sinu nimes, sinu väes. Isa, tänu sulle, et me võime usaldada teda sinu armsa sõna hooleks. Ja isa, ma tänan, et sa oled tema südames tegemas hea tööd, et sa oled ise ennast ilmutamas. Isa, me täname, et võime teda usaldada sinu vägevatesse kätesse. Tänu sulle, Issand, et ta võib olla Kristus sinust terve ja vaba. Issand, tänu sulle, tema eest, Issand, et sa oled teda kutsunud oma kuningriiki. Tänu sulle, kiitus sulle, Issand. Halleluja.